Alongside all the erroneous beliefs we have been looking at, there are some positive moral principles in Buddhism. That is one of the reasons for this religion's spread in the West. For instance, Buddhism forbids theft. It encourages people to help one another. All of this suggests that Buddhism possibly began as a religion founded on God's revelation, only to become corrupted over the course of time. In the Quran, God tells us that He sent messengers to every nation to deliver His warnings. We have sent you with the truth, bringing good news and giving warning. There is no community to which a warner has not come. This verse shows us that God could certainly have sent a messenger to the Hindus. That warner might perhaps have been Siddhartha Gautama, known as the founder of Buddhism. After him, however, people may have distorted this religion, and Buddhism lost its original features. Assimilating various local myths, it turned into a superstitious religion. Even if Buddhism genuinely comes from a divine origin, it has by now entirely departed from it. It has been smothered by superstitious beliefs and rituals. And it is now impossible for it to lead people to the true path. Buddhism, an atheist teaching which denies the existence of God, a pagan religion, a fanatical tradition which envisages people inflicting suffering on themselves. In this film, we have looked at the way that Buddhism, which some people regard with great longing, harbors very erroneous beliefs and practices. We have seen how the myths of reincarnation and karma mislead people. The greatest of this religion's errors is the way that it is based not on knowledge from God, but rather on various traditions and philosophies created by human beings over the course of time, and regards these as sacred. Buddhists and those who feel sympathetic towards this religion should consider these truths in detail, and at once liberate themselves from this superstitious belief. Because people who accept teachings other than those of the religion revealed by God are referred to in the Quran thus: what these people are doing is destined for destruction. What they are doing is purposeless. The path that will lead people to the truth, happiness, and peace is that revealed by God, in other words, the religion of Islam. Islam brings people reason, civilization, science, art, and joy. It illuminates their souls and frees them from darkness and despair. Indeed, thanks to this, nations which have been honored by Islam and sincerely lived according to that religion established one of the greatest civilizations in the history of the world and led the world in all fields. That is because Islam is the way revealed by God. The only means of salvation until the day of judgment lies in abiding by that path. As God informs us in the Quran, "This is my path, and it is straight, so follow it. Do not follow other ways, or you will become cut off from His way." That is what He instructs you to do, so that hopefully you may do your duty.